Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, let's get the inside scoop on the Celtics. It's Scal time. Brian Scalabrine on Marloni, Fourier, and Mego. Brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And by the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrine, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Scal, thank you so much for joining us. I know that this is just has to be one of the busiest weeks of your life right now. First question, because it's a topic that we're doing on sports radio nonstop. Do you think Draymond should have been called for that second technical and thrown out in game two?
No, but did you guys have the coffee at West End Johnny's? Super underrated. Have you guys had any yet?
I had it the minute I walked in. It was a new pot. Oh, I was so ready good. To go.
It is. It's like it's got juice to it. It's appropriately strong. Draymond Green should not have been thrown out. Like NBA, the only problem I have with the whole thing is Draymond Green should not have gone on this podcast and said they ain't throwing no players out in the NBA finals. That's what he should not have said. Everything else outside of that, like yeah, man, I have no problem with him trying to get under the skin of the Celtics because. You know, like they know that they're not as good as the Celtics, so they got to jump the game up, and he knows that. And he came out and said, you know, after game one, hey, they're not going to do that again. So he's playing the mind games. I give him credit for that, and I don't care about the shenanigans because it's part of the deal, makes it entertaining. I just care that you go on the podcast and you boast and say, the referees are throwing me out of the NBA Finals because I disagree with going out there and rubbing it into the face of the league.
So, and that's why I think that tonight's game is going to be pretty tame by his standards because he knows, like, what he did. He probably assumes that the refs are going to try and make a statement and try and make an example of him. So don't you think he'd be, for him, under his best behavior?
You know, I don't know if other sports are like this, but every NBA game has a personality of itself. I know there's, like, you're in a series, but each game unfolds differently. So, the Warriors – down 0-1, we're going to play a lot different than if they were up 1-0. That's just how it goes. So maybe this game does not dictate that, but let's just say that it did. I agree with you. I think that referees be like, we're not allowing you to act like you're above, you know, the rules of the NBA. But, you know, today might not, like for the Warriors, Klay Thompson gets going from three. All of a sudden, it doesn't have the personality of a game that, like this, like the Warriors have to get under the skin of the Celtics. I think the Warriors are going to be basically treading water early on here, just trying to sustain like the initial crowd and the finals and the Celtics coming off a loss, a really good coming off of losses. So I'm expecting that from the Celtics, which means to me the Warriors are going to have to dictate, you know, like a little bit different game plan and just trying to get under the skin of, you know, the Boston Celtics.
Scal, I think we've overrated the effect of Draymond in game two. I thought he was reason maybe five or six is why they lost. He's one guy. He's a physical player. Fine. I mean, whatever. But there's other reasons. Do you think that we've overblown it, or do you think that effect was real for him in that game?
Oh, yeah, 100% real. And by the way, basketball IQ off the charts. Are you giving him credit for that? People have a hard time with, like, enforcers of today's game not being, like, basketball savants. I coached him for a year. He's a basketball savant. Knows the game at an extremely high level. Knows winning at a high level. So, I know, like, it's weird. Like, the more Draymond wins and he's a part of the NBA Finals, the more people think he's not very good. I'm telling you right now, the guy, and just like I had to convince you how many years ago that Al Horford was huge, I might have to convince you that Draymond Green is a big, big time player for the Golden State Warriors and what he does towards winning.
Question for you back to the Celtics. What do you think we can expect from Rob Williams tonight? He's clearly still dealing with that injury. Seems like at every point in these series, there's a game where he comes down, he lands kind of funny, he looks a little uncomfortable. What do you think they may get from him tonight?
Listen, I don't know. I kind of treat it like the Celtics got to find a way to win without him. That's kind of what. Now, if he goes out there and he plays and he gives you a great 6 minutes, a great 4 minutes, I'll look at that as bonus. But in my mind, going in with a guy who's hobbling around, I don't chalk that up as like a guy that I can count on. And it doesn't mean he can't play well. He can have an unbelievable game, but I just don't look at it like that. So Celtics got to find a different way to win. And that way is pretty simple. This is a math game. You know, there was a point in game two that 25% of their possessions, they turned it over. 25%. Think about that. Every time they're going down, they're throwing a turnover away for every four possessions. Even if they shoot, you know, 66% from the field, that's still not going to keep up to where the Warriors are at when you're turning the ball over the way that they did. Then you add the fact that these are live ball turnovers, 15 live ball turnovers for the Celtics. When the Warriors are one of the best teams in the NBA at converting live ball turnovers, usually converts to a three or definitely a layup because everyone's worried about Steph Curry. The Celtics have to take care of the basketball. So in one sense, I'm looking at Rob Williams like, I know he could make an impact, but on the other side, I'm looking at it like, listen, you can't count on him, but the one thing you can count on is you got to take care of the basketball.
So, Ascal, I crack up when I see, the talking heads on ESPN, and when they try to analyze Jason Tatum, they say, Jason Tatum has to step up. And is that like the laziest analysis that you've ever heard? I just feel like it's thrown out there so much. Jason Tatum, he's got to step up.
Whose voice are you doing?
Oh, Stephen A.
Oh, sure. Oh, was I doing Stephen A's voice? I have no idea. I feel like they all sound.
You asked it the first time. The second time you really told
him. I wanted to make sure he knew what I was talking. What does that mean?
No, I know.
What does that mean?
I know. I make fun of that too.
What does it mean?
I love this one. No, you know what I love even more than just that is, at the end of the day, Tatum's got to step up. At the end of the day, I go to sleep. I don't know about you. At the end of the day, I get ready for the next day. It is funny. You know, here is the Celtic formula, and I actually believe it's the new way for the NBA to play in 2022 and going forward with the rules the way that they are. Like, you've got to play out of motion. You've got to play out of drive and kick. You've got to attack and move the ball. But you got to do it with the emphasis to get Tatum the ball. And I feel like when the Celtics are playing, Tatum has the ball, he makes the pass, and a guy shoots it, they're just an average team. I feel like when they're at their best, like everybody's attacking, everyone's moving, but there's always an emphasis for Tatum and Brown to get that ball back. And that's when I feel like they're at their best. So I don't feel like he needs to do anything different. I thought he had an excellent game one. I thought he flowed well. He just didn't make those open shots. I thought he played very below average in game two. And he made shots. And he was 2 for 9 from the first half from three. 5 for 7. I mean, I'm sorry, 2 for 9 from inside the three, 5 for 7 outside the three. And the numbers were nice, but that's not how you're gonna beat the Warriors. You're gonna beat them because they're the best rotating team in the NBA. So to beat rotating teams, you drive and you hit singles, simple plays. And now you're getting them. It's called bending the defense. You start bending the defense. Then you get a wide open shot. Hopefully that's Tatum or Brown on the catch and shoot. But when you're trying to go isolation against a team that's great rotating, Draymond Green is the master at guarding guys where Steph Curry is kind of funneling him into Draymond. You're not going to beat those guys just by, like, you know, it's not Kobe Bryant. It's not Michael Jordan. It's not that anymore. That's not how the game is played and won at a high level. It's played and won at a high level with just those singles adding up to that great ball movement. But kind of like the way that they played, nothing was spectacular by the way that they played in the fourth quarter of game one. It was just simple basketball. Very, very reminiscent of San Antonio Spurs. And I think Ime Udoka, that's how he wants these guys to play. So if they do that, Tatum will have a big game. If you go back and watch Milwaukee game six, that ball just flew. It flew around the floor, and Tatum was playing, and you could see his talent. I'm driving to the basket. I'm moving it. I'm getting it back. I'm knocking down a three. I'm just playing out of flow. That's when the Celtics are at their best. If they can replicate that, take care of the basketball, banner 18, duck boat parade, Coffee at Weston Johnny's on me.
I love that. Listen, last one for me, Klay Thompson. So I'm trying to figure out if I should continue to worry every game for a breakout game, or is this something when the series is over I'm going to say he's just not right, he's not healthy. What's it going to be here with Klay?
The way I look at it, Lou, is he'll have one unbelievable game. There's no guarantees that the Warriors are going to win that game. I think he'll have one game where he goes for 30. You can worry it's tonight. You can worry it's game four. My guess is it's not the Warriors' night. My guess is Celtics take care of it. Depending on who's hurt or not hurt, game four is going to be a legendary night. It's going to be one of those throwback hardwood classics. So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm not sure it is the night, but I do think he will have a game. I think he will score over 30, and we'll see if he impacts winning for the Warriors. But this is really the Celtics series to lose. They just got to take care of the basketball. If they can do that at a consistent rate, they're going to win this series. If they don't take care of the basketball, and I think the Warriors, it's going to go down as history. Steph Curry's going to win his fourth championship, and it's going to be tough for the Celtics to get back there. They got to take care of the basketball.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scal. Man, you really stepped up in this interview. Excellent job. Way to step up.
At the end of the day.
Way to step up.
At the end of the day, you got to step up.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy, Scal.
Way to step up, Scal.
Thank
I knew you,
Scal.
I knew you had it in you. Way to step up.
Scal, you want some of these steak tips over here at West End Johnny's?
I might swing by. No better food than West End Johnny's, man, I'll tell you right now.
Believe it.
We'll welcome you, Scal. Thanks for joining us. If you want to catch Scal, he will be on NBC Sports Boston right outside the Garden and then in the Garden tonight. And Scal is brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini, Dr. Matthew Lopresti. Call now at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.